This is the show, Love the Miracle Talk Show. Radio. And this is the host, Dr. Christian. The Miracle Show is a biblical show, a biblical material based on the Bible. The Bible is the most published book in the world history. And this is the host, Dr. Christian, the provider of this show and producer of this show is an online church, actually the first ever online church in the world, Global Church of God. Our website is based on the name Global Church of God, GCG, so www.gcg1.vp.com. Say another website immediately, a website address. We have an affiliated scientific website that handles everything possible. Of course, we are a church. We handle mostly religious topics, and we are handling them based on the Bible. Associated website is Save the American Family organization, which is a not-for-profit, and their website is very similar to us, www.sdaf1.org.vb.com. Because I'm going to refer to that also when I mentioned at the beginning already now that have a family meeting with your whole family, handle their religious issues. This show is based on the biblical principles, Christian biblical principles. If you don't want to learn the Bible, then this material is not for you. But you might still want to learn it, what the Bible says. It's up to you. By the way, Islam is based on the Bible. It's based on the same source, so is Jewish religion. They are all based on the same source. They just went a little bit their own roads and developed their own material. But we are strictly biblical. We are ourselves in our church, pastors, I myself, and everybody who works, lives by the Bible. We apply the Bible, and we do what the Bible tells us to do, even though sometimes we have to learn to understand why we have to do it. But the basic principles, how to and why to do the biblical guidance and why to apply that in our life and in your life, is that because the Bible is actually the book of success. It's a book of success in our life. That's why it was created. That's the reason for the book. Now, well, I say this in every show, and I say it again. Now, I started already mentioning, have a family meeting. Family meeting is something that is 2-3 hours long, once a week, a day that everybody can be present, do the meeting in the home or outside, if the weather allows. And in that family meeting, you discuss material, what you have all decided to handle, and what you have all decided to study that week. Somebody leads the group as a group leader, including your children who are old enough to do that, and that's how they also learn, your children, to handle group leading techniques and can shine in their schools with their newly developed skill. Now, where do you take the material, what material you take? Study the whole Bible through, number one thing. Most people say in this world, Bible, I don't know what it is, or Bible is this or that, and they have an opinion of the Bible, and they never even seen the Bible, many of them. Not to talk about having studied the whole Bible. It will take several years to go through. But the point is here, the family meeting, it is meant to give you a stronger family life, it's meant to give you happiness in your life, it's meant to give you a stronger and better marriage, and your children will thank you for the rest of their life and for the rest of your life that you had this family meeting, because they will learn, you all will learn something, but the most important thing is that your family union, your marriage will strengthen and be happier and better and functioning better in your life. So where do you take the material? Start studying with the plan to study the whole book or the Bible. Use a modern language Bible. Modern language Bible means go to a website and you see the material there, what kind of book Bible to use. Why modern language Bible? What does it mean? For instance, King James old version is based on the 1700 English. That is old English and nobody really understands it. And many people and most churches still use language that the listeners don't understand how many people in know what sin means, how many people know what repent means, and repent so you can have a life. Now, people don't know what it means. You have to explain what it means. Sin is simply, sin means, you know, with the modern language, it means following or applying the success law or the success laws that the Bible has is provided. The whole book of the Bible is a success book, success for life. That's the case. Start studying material from the Proverbs. Proverbs is an easy to understand, full of practical guidance. And then take a little bit of Old Testament, a little bit of from New Testament, and also a little bit of Revelation. And this kind of material for every time. So, Proverbs, mostly at the beginning, and then a little bit from the Old Testament, a little bit on the New Testament, and a little bit of the Revelation. However, before that all, study first in our website. Then you go and find the Sachs Esolozzi tab. Close to the end, you have there. You'll find 101 pieces of evidence why the biblical text is reliable and is true. Now, the Bible was dictated by God as the Bible. How do we know this? Now, it's just a statement without proof. Nobody can or needs to be believe in anything. But there is 101 different evidences that the biblical guidance must be given by somebody who is not a human being. First of all, God gives information to people who he chose as his secretaries. He took the Jewish people. One reason that that he took the Jewish people is because Jewish people at the time had one of the most advanced writing technology. Now, there must be, and certainly are other reasons also. But that doesn't mean what the reasons are. That means that God put these 101 pieces of evidence in the Bible that we can better understand and believe the Bible is not a storybook. It's not just nonsense. That it is certainly something that is all true. Because these 101 evidences are there, dictated by God to those people who started writing the book together without even knowing of each other. There were hundreds of different writers of the book, the Bible, in different locations. They didn't know about each other. And yet the whole book is like written by one person. Well, of course it's written by one person, by God. God is a person. We are created in the image of God, so God is a person, like you are a person. God has a God has similar mind as you do, except he knows more than we do. Now, what the point is here now? God dictated their facts and predictions, science facts, that those people wrote down thousands of years ago, that they couldn't have possibly known. How could they know something, a science fact that has been discovered yesterday or 1 year ago or 100 years ago or 500 years ago, no matter how many years ago? Yet they wrote down those kinds of facts, science facts that they couldn't possibly have known. They couldn't know what they even means. Then they wrote also predictions, exactly detailed predictions, what will happen in the future in 1 year from them, 100 years, 1,000 years, 4,000 years, etc. years. And it all has happened. How could they write down something what would happen in the future in exact details? They couldn't. Somebody who knew all the secrets of the universe must have told all these facts. So that one who knew, says the Bible, is the God who dictated the Bible. So if you don't believe after these 101 evidences that you have read, then you didn't study them. The 101 evidences to have to study first in order to understand and take this Bible seriously. All of you. Now, take big part of those that this is the meeting, the family meeting is the most important thing in your life. That's why we put as much time into that we will have it. Study those 101 evidences together and discuss them. And then take part for every meeting from the Bible, as I mentioned, and have a family meeting weekly. That brings into the situation where your family meeting is, family union is stronger and your marriage is stronger and your children learn new skills and you will all be thankful. Now, today's topic is a question, is there a God? Is there a God? Now, what is God? And what difference does it make, is there a God? The question of whether God exists seems to be either unanswerable or irrelevant to many. Now, instead of God, you won't ask this question after your family meetings year after year. The family meeting is supposed to be year after year, 10 years, 15 years, how many years, who knows how many years, as long as your children are home. And even after the children are gone, they will have in their own family the same tradition. And everybody will understand how important it was, one of the most important things in their life. Then when the children are gone, you as a couple, as a family, father and mother, so as a married couple, we continue the same weekly meeting, because there's endless of material to learn. Take also material for our associated website, which is a science website, Save the American Family, abbreviated www.staf1.org.bibli.com. www.staf, abbreviated from Save the American Family, staf1.org.bibli.com. And there handle first, then material, huge material, which is in tab, restoring any marriage. That's a sub that. Find the subtab, about the family tab, and there is full of material which will take years and years to go through. I don't have that in front of me, but you will find it there. So is there God? The question of whether God exists seems to be either an impossible answer or irrelevant to many. Mark, who grew up in France, says, although I don't define myself as atheist or agnostic, I am not a believer. So atheist, is a person who says, no God. Agnostic means I doubt this God. And this text is also in our website, in the radio TV show tab, when you see the date and find the date for today's date. So, for me, he says, the best day to live is to use common sense. That doesn't require belief in a deity or any kind of God, says this person. Others may feel, as did John in the United States. He said, I was raised by parents who did not believe in God. As a young man, I had no position on whether God exists. Still, at times, I would wonder about it. Have you ever wondered if there is a God, and if there is, whether there is a larger purpose to life? Perhaps you have encountered facts that are difficult to explain without the existence of a creator, such as a scientific data on the finely tuned balance in nature that makes life on our planet possible, and evidence that life does not come from lifeless material. Consider the significance of the facts mentioned above. They are like signposts pointing to a treasure. If you find convincing evidence that God exists, along with trustworthy information about him, you will have much to gain. Here are four examples of the benefits to gain. Now, I am mentioning here that you will study the 101 evidences, and when you have studied them, then you would understand that these are the facts. And because you start understanding that those are in the Bible, and somebody must have dictated, somebody who is not a human being, who else could that be than God? You call it a third name. Somebody dictated them. Let's start from there. Somebody dictated, but we call it God. Because God says, these are the evidences I leave to you that you will believe the future generation, that you will believe that they are from me. Number one, the benefits in believing God is the meaning of life. If there is a larger meaning to life, we want to know what it is and to understand our place in it. So the benefit is the meaning of life. We understand we will have peace of mind, we have hope, which makes life better and gives us better understanding of what we do now, and it will give you clear help with problems and decisions, and when you investigate this material and follow the instructions, you will certainly come to the solution that there must be God. There must be something there that is better and higher and more knowledgeable than God than the human beings are. And when you start believing that and applying the information, then you will experience yourself what it means. It gives you inner peace, it gives you meaning of life and understanding. It gives you peace of mind, it gives you hope that there's a better future, which there always will be a better future and better tomorrow when you apply the biblical principles. And it will help with problems and decisions when you follow the biblical guidance. Especially the Proverbs will give you that guidance. You won't know these things been true before you experience them. So start studying the Bible biblical text the way I explained to you, and I had a family meeting, and you will learn what this all means, and your children will. And think about, if you don't learn all these things, isn't that a treasure in life? Yes, give this gift to your children, give this gift to your family, give this gift to your own marriage, because your marriage will be stronger, your family union will be stronger, and your children will thank the rest of their life that you did this, because they continue in their own family, and you continue in your own family after children are gone. So, the meaning of life. If there is a larger meaning to life, we want to know what it is and to understand our place in it. After all, if and because God exists and we are unaware of it, if we have not studied these things before, then we are living without knowing the most fundamental truth in the universe. Is that what you want to be living? Living like a blind person the whole of life without knowing the facts? The facts are in the Bible. No matter what you say now, I don't believe this. Maybe you already know that, and you are a happy person. You know what I'm talking about. But if you don't know these things, start doing this with your family. I say, if you don't do it, you will never experience it. You will never learn the facts. You will never learn the answers. You will never find the answers. You will never have the knowledge of the real meaning of life. And then you will not have a peace of mind. Then you will not have hope in your life. Then you will not have help and guidance with your problems and decisions. But when you do what I'm guiding you to do, you will have all these things. It's your choice. And I tell you, do it. And in a family meeting, somebody will lead the group and rotate on basis. So the 1 week before, you decide what to study for that group meeting. And then everybody studies that material during the 3 week. And then you discuss and handle that meeting after 1 week in a family meeting. And that goes on year after year after year. This is going to be something so powerful that you don't want to miss that in your life, in your family life, in your family. You must experience, otherwise you cannot know what it means. Do it, start it, and start it as I just explained. It's all here. I say this in every soul. So, if there is a larger meaning to life, we want to know what it is and to understand our place on it. After all, if God exists and we are unaware of it, then we are living without knowing the most fundamental truth in the universe. The Bible says that God is the source of all life. This is Revelation 4:11. How can knowing this give you our life's meaning? Consider what the Bible teaches on the matter. If God exists and we are unaware of it, then we are living without knowing the most fundamental truth in the universe. You can have the answers. Among all of the earth's creatures, humans are unique. According to the Bible, we were created by God to be like Him, to reflect His personality. Genesis 1:27. Furthermore, the Bible teaches that humans can become God's friends. That is in James 2:23. Nothing can give our life more meaning than to have such a relationship with our Creator. By the way, this topic is longer than we can handle today, so we continue next time. So, whenever this might cut off, we continue next time the same topic. You'll find the material also in a written printed form in our website, www.ccc1org.com, in a radio TV show tab, and there you find it with the date what you have now, and can then find the material. What does it mean to be God's friend? Friends of God can express themselves directly to God, and He promises that He will listen to them, meaning your prayers, your words. He promises to listen to them and act in their behalf. As this is in Psalm 91:15. As friends of God, we can come to know His thoughts on many matters. This can give us reliable insight into the deepest questions about our lives. One thing, when you pray to God, pray to God, always as the Bible says, in the name of Jesus. Say, don't pray to the angels, don't pray any kind of anything else, but God, to God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, God, in Jesus' name, I pray, please, listen to me, please, God. In Jesus' name, I pray, I need help in this, guide me in this, give me vision for this, how to solve this, help me. In Jesus' name, I pray to you, God. So you need to, you cannot pray directly to God. You have to pray to God in Jesus' name. This is important. That's how the prayer works. Test it, and you will learn to know what it means. Number two, knowing the Bible and knowing God means gives you peace of mind. For example, some find it difficult to believe in God because of the suffering they see worldwide. They ask, why would an all-powerful creator permit suffering and their evil? First of all, I say you directly, God is not the creator of this pain and this suffering in the world, and devil, the Satan, the deceiver of the humans, is the reason. Adam and Eve was put in the paradise that world was at the beginning. And they were given certain rules to follow, but they didn't follow because the Satan betrayed them not to follow them. And that's why they were punished. Because they were told before, if you do this, well, only one thing you cannot do, you'll be punished. And you will lose your life. And you will have a difficult time in living in a happy manner. You can still live in a happy manner, and we all are Adams and Eves, because we have inherited the same system. So we have to understand that we can fight this wrongness in us, which Adam and Eve has put in our genes, because we come from Adam and Eve. You will understand these things when you start studying the Bible. So, number two, you will learn, and your family will learn, your children will learn peace of mind. For example, some find it difficult to believe in God because of the suffering they see worldwide. And I say again, they ask, who and why would an all-powerful creator permit suffering and evil? And I say again, it's not God, it's Satan, the evil person who deceived Adam and Eve. And who is Satan? What is not? What it is and what it is not? You can learn when you study the Bible. We cannot go into that now. The topic here is their God. The Bible's comforting answer is that God never intended for humans to suffer. I say, the Bible's comforting answer is that God never intended for humans to suffer. Humans themselves made the choice to do something that caused suffering in life, even though God warned beforehand, don't do this. And yet Adam and Eve did. And that is not following God's guidance, not following God's will, is a sin. That's what sin means, not following God's success law. That's what sin means. Sin means, in a modern language, simply not following a success law. And that's what happened. So it's not God. It's us all, humans, that created this problem based on the Satan's wrong guidance in the paradise. So start understanding all these wars, all this suffering in life, and then even death is based on that original sin that Adam and Eve created as their own choice. They choose not to believe God. They choose not to follow God's guidance, success guidance, but believe Satan who deceived them. That's what it is. Don't blame God for something he didn't do. And most people blame because they don't know what the Bible is. The Bible explains what it is and what this all means. So start studying with your family. Not only the Bible, but in addition to material from the website. Also, the website, say the American Family website, because that has science material for your family union. Improve. Apply the information what you learn in the Bible also. As I mentioned, you have to apply the information. And I say it again, knowledge is no power. Only applied knowledge is power. Please listen to that. I say this in every show. Knowledge is no power. Only applied knowledge is power. So apply the knowledge what you hear, what you learn, what you all learn in the family union meeting, weekly union meeting. So, even death was not part of God's original purpose for us, for mankind. This is in Genesis 2, 7-9, 15-17. Is this hard to believe, a fantasy? No. If there is an all-powerful creator, and if love is indeed his more foremost quality, then this is exactly the kind of life that we would expect him to purpose for humans to have, meaning for everlasting healthy life. But we humans, the first humans, didn't follow God's guidance. They broke the success law that God gave to them. And that's why we have the same. If we have inherited their wrongdoings, it's in us. But there's hope. All this will change. One day, everything is clearly gone, and everybody who has studied the Bible and has started to believe in that, you want to give this gift to your children, will then, at the final end, experience eternal life with new happiness and health and success. This world, as based on the Bible, will turn into a paradise. The Satan will be disappearing and destroyed. This is all in the Bible. Now, how do you say, how do we know this? You know, when you start studying the Bible, without knowing the Bible text, you cannot say anything. And I know this is the case. And the 501 evidences in our website for you to start will show you as an evidence that the Bible must be the truth. Start this. Do it. If you don't, you make the biggest mistake in your life, I say. If you don't follow this now, you will be making the biggest mistake in your life, and you will be bringing misery to your children. But then you follow this and start studying the way I teach you now, you will bring happiness to your family, and you will bring happiness to your children for the rest of their life. And then your children will thank you for the rest of their life that you did it. So do it. If you don't, you make the biggest mistake in life, and you don't want to do it. You don't want to commit the biggest mistake in life. Do what I'm teaching and apply that. Teach that to your children. Apply the information. So, what brought about mankind's current situation? The Bible explains that God created humans with the ability to exercise free will. If we didn't have free will, we would be slaves and we would be miserable. So God gave us a free will like He has. He made us like He is. Says the Bible, and created us with the free will to choose what to do and what not to do, or to understand that we have a free will in our human mind. We are not robots forced to obey God. It's our own choice, it's your own choice. The first human couple from whom all others have descended, including you and me, chose to reject God's guidance. Instead, they selfishly pursued their own will. This is in Genesis 3, 1 to 6, and 22 to 24. We now experience the painful results, because that's the same life situation we have on this earth. But it will change. And what will make the change? Study the Bible and you will learn. That's the most important book, I guarantee you that. I have myself understood that because I have done all this studying. We can gain great peace of mind from knowing that human suffering is not part of God's purpose. But naturally, we also want relief. We need hope for the future. And number three, what the Bible studying gives you and apply the Bible in principles is hope. Number one is the meaning of life, as I mentioned already. Number two, peace of mind. Number three, hope. Immediately after mankind rebelled, God promised that He would in time fulfill His original purpose for the earth. Because He is almighty, nothing can prevent Him from doing so. Isaiah 55:11. Soon God will undo all these consequences of the rebellion against Him, and the earth and mankind will be brought in line with His original purpose. This means the earth will turn into paradise. That means every person will be like reborn. How do we know this? You don't know it if you don't study the Bible and the 101 piece of evidence first, evidences first, and then you start believing in the Bible text, because your evidence is in front of you as facts. And you cannot know what I'm even talking before you start studying what I'm teaching and guiding you to study with your family. Do this, because this is the most important thing for you and for your children. If you don't do this, you are going to make the biggest mistake in your life. So you please believe me and do this study and start this study with your family, because this is what's going to happen to your life. You will have a much better life, and also financially richer life, because God allows us to be rich. The people in the past who were the richest people in the world were God's children, meaning they followed God's guidance. in full, and they became rich. In today also, the people who are the richest in the world are following the biblical guidance, all of them. That's a fact. So, what does this mean for you? Consider just two of the many promises God has made for all the future as found in the Bible. Number one, peace earthwide and wickedness removed from the whole world. Just a little while longer and the wicked will be no more. You will look at where they were and they will not be there anymore. But the meek, M-E-E-K, meek will possess the world and they will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace. This is in Psalm 37:10-11. And then what will happen? Sickness and death will be eliminated from the world. No resident will say, I'm sick. Isaiah 33:24. He will swallow up death forever, and the sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. This is in Isaiah 75:8. Now, you will know these things when you start studying the Bible and will follow the information as I guide you to do. This may cut off any time. We continue next time, and the text is in our website. But we go as long as this cuts off. Why can we trust the promises of God found in the Bible? As I already told you, study the 101 evidences and follow the guidance what are given in what order to study and what. With the whole family, including the family meeting, also the babies and the children and the toddlers and everybody, so that they can get used to those meetings, because that's the most important thing in everybody's life. So, because numerous prophecies recorded there have already been verifiable fulfilled, and those prophecies that have been fulfilled in details are in those 100 evidences. Yet the hope of future relief from suffering does not remove the difficulties of life now. What additional help does God provide? Help? God will provide help with problems and decisions. Guidance, how to solve the problems and how to make the decisions, correct decisions. So when you start the Bible, you will learn and have the meaning. You will learn and understand the meaning of life. That's number one. Number two, peace of mind you will have. And number three, you will have hope. And number four, you will have help with problems and decisions. So will your children. These are marvelous gifts for life, yes. And most people don't have them, at least those people who don't follow the Bible. Those people who follow and apply the biblical principle will have all these things. And those people who have done it have become the richest people in the world, because you can be rich, but you cannot just worship the money. You need to use the money for the mankind's best. As those people who really are religious people and made billions and billions, they give the money away. That's a fact. Doesn't mean that when you make money, you give it away. That means you enjoy the money in a correct manner and you help other people with your money. That's what it means. God says in the Bible, help other people and I will provide you. I provide you riches out of your beyond your understanding. God provides guidance to help us cope with problems and make good decisions. This is number four, help with problems and decisions. God provides guidance to help us cope with problems and make good decisions. Many decisions are small, but others have lifelong consequences. No human can offer us wisdom as effective as the wisdom that our Creator can provide in the Bible. He has a timeless perspective and is the very source of human life. He knows what is best for us. The book of Proverbs is full of life guidance, and the whole Bible is full of life guidance. We need to know this. You cannot know them before you start doing, studying with the whole family, but I'm asking you to do and study. The Bible contains the thoughts of God as He inspired various human writers to record them. In the Bible, we find this statement, I, God, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself, the one guiding you in the way you should walk. This is in Isaiah 48:17-18. So God says in the Bible, I am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself. The one teaching you benefit yourself. The one guiding you in the way you should walk to have success in your life. This is in Isaiah 48:17-18. God has unlimited power, and He is willing to use this power in our belief, in our behalf. God has unlimited power, and He is willing to use His power in our belief, in our behalf. If for you also. God has unlimited power, and He will, and He is willing to use His power for your best, for your family's best, for your children's best, in every aspect, including financial success. The Bible describes God as a loving Father who wants to help us. It says, the Father in heaven will give Holy Spirit to those asking Him. The Father in heaven will give Holy Spirit to those asking Him to do it. This is Luke 11:13. This power from God can guide and strengthen us and you, all of us. How can you obtain such help from God? The Bible answers, whoever approaches